a Rolex on my wrist. Feels bad to take more than you give. Lately hate how we live. I never want to become the things that I hate. With a man in the mirror with laughing spit in my face. And tell me that the money is maybe another fake. I've been drowning in my mind and my money's been...
To turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. And the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet, he's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film.
That's it. WMFO in Medford with an impromptu A Crash Course for the Ravers show. Yeah, I'm usually here 1 to 4 Saturdays. Been doing it 11 years. but now I'm taking over the evening. No, just kidding. I'm just having a bit of insomnia. I thought I'd come in and shoot the breeze for a couple hours, play some tunes. What do you think? 855-915-9636 is the number. I'm also taking requests on a Crash Course for the Ravers page. I already have one from Lynn. She wants to hear something from Four Non-Blondes. I'll find something cool by Four Non-Blondes. She's probably ripping her hair out. Yeah, I know you love them. They're cool. It being the midnight hour, why don't we call in Sister Midnight? It's 91.5 MFO. Is the midnight. got you there. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with a midnight shenanigan crash course for the Reavers Joe. And how do you do? Oh, I was going to play Four Non-Blondes next, but then I saw somebody. Suddenly, I have a bunch of requests on Facebook. And somebody asked for Bob Dylan's Hurricane. Now, I wouldn't play the one they do on ZLX, even if they might not play that often on ZLX. It's so long. But I don't play anything the classic rock station ever plays because I was the overnight guy there for 4 years, and it just drove me crazy. My first job here at MFO 11 years ago was called Journey Free Classic Rock, the name of my show. It just meant no journey for the next 3 hours. But for you, Bob Dylan, Hurricane, I'll play live versions sometimes. Sometimes I'll go, that one's overplayed, but I'll play something else by the artist that you're asking for. So why don't we go back to 1975 and hear Bob Dylan's Hurricane live. That works. That works. And then I'll get to all these other ones. Ian Hunter, B-52s, Plasmatics, Butcher Baby, Stones, USSR, Beatles. Oh, do I want to play that one, Jimmy? Come on. Maybe if I have a live one. I don't even like that song. Here we go. 91.5 MFO.
This song is called Hurricane. If you got any political pull at all, maybe you can help us get this man out of jail, back onto the streets.
Up to next to Brad, he's still in a robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws, they're looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Think you like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget now, your way. Not sure. Cops said a poor boy like you could use a break. We've got you for that motel job. We're talking to your friend Bill. You don't want to have to go back to jail. Be a nice fellow. Who be doing society a favor? That son of a bitch is brave and get braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for the pay. When it's over, I just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed, and the old white jury agreed. Falsely tried. Crime was murder. One who guessed who testified. Other dicks, the Bradley and Bellow, and they both lied. In the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously frayed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice. In their ties, I'm free to drink martinis and watch their sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
In the USSR, really? Just kidding, Jimmy. Yes, we'll have some Alice Cooper coming up. Maybe that song I just mentioned. What else? Ian Hunter for Debbie. B-52s also. We just played that one, Hurricane, Bob Dylan. That goes out to my old Situate buddy, Damon Beale. Thanks for listening, buddy. Kurt Florzak. Listening in. I'm going to have to play some high end. You know that. That's coming up too. All sorts of stuff coming up. Look out. Okay, back in the USSR by the Unknowns. We're MFO.
Don't Oh, no.
hey, my friend Schmel Herbie Hines stopped by. And he brought Bird with him.
Polly wants a blowjob.
Polly wants a blowjob. Is that what that thing just said?
Something like that.
What else is he
saying? Dickhead alert. Dickhead alert.
What's he saying?
Dickhead alert.
Dickhead alert. Well, thanks a lot.
Who's a pretty Polly? Who's a pretty Polly? Not your Lord, eh?
That's awesome. See, Schmel is trying out to be my sound effect guy.
What? Nobody loves you.
What else do you have, Schmel? Why don't you speak so they know I'm talking to a real person?
I got this. Is this on?
Yeah.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, you're on. You just got to turn your volume up more. A little Wizard of Oz?
Well, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
So that's supposed to be Dorothy?
Yeah, it is.
With boobs like that?
Well, I mean,
he's got the clothes off the thing. It looks like a Barbie doll, you know? It's full-breasted, and it's talking like Wizard of Oz little girl stuff. That's creepy. What else do you got?
Don't make me mad.
Mr. T.
Don't make me mad.
Make him say something else.
Don't make me mad. Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber. I pity the fool.
All right, let me get back to this. What have we heard? Well, from the beginning of the show, we heard Iggy Pop, Sister Midnight. We heard going out to Damon Bill. We heard Bob Dylan, Hurricane. We heard The Unknowns with Back in the USSR, going out to Jimmy James. John Lennon, I'm Losing You. November Group, Put Your Back Into It, going out to Linda and 360s, who Linda has been in, with Dragged, and Blondie with Ring of Fire. Yes, that was Blondie covering Cash. How come I can't even think of his name? Johnny Cash. Blondie covering Johnny Cash there, Ring of Fire. Plasmatics, Butcher Baby, the B-52s, 52 Girls. We had Four Non-Blondes going out to Lynn with Superfly. And I noticed that Kurt is listening from the high end. So, we'll play some high end right after this.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana. We'll be right back.
Thing from the Thompson.
By killing the jet, you become a hero in the Muslim world.
They take you off the air. Was it something that you said to the corporation guys upstairs? It wasn't the pressure, you never sounded down. It couldn't be the ratings, you had the best in town. Somehow I'm gonna find you, track you down. Gonna keep on searching around and around.